Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Verse Number 11. Yono jagupa vana etya duranta kritchad. Durvasaso rirachitad ayutagrabhugya. Sakana system upayucha yatas trilokim. Triptam amamsta salile vinimagna sangraha. Translation: during our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us in dangerous trouble. At that time, he, Lord Krishna, simply by accepting the remnants of food, saved us. By accepting food thus, the assembly of munis, while bathing in a river, felt sumptuously fed, and all the three worlds were also satisfied. Purport by His Divine Grace, you see Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Durvasa Muni, a powerful mystic brahmana, determined to observe the principles of religion with great vows and under strict austerities. His name is associated with many historical events, and it appears that the great mystic could be both easily satisfied and easily annoyed, like Lord Shiva. When he was satisfied, he could do tremendous good to the servitor. But if he was dissatisfied, he could bring about the greatest calamity. Kumari Kunti, at her father's house, used to minister all kinds of services to all great brahmanas. And being satisfied with her good reception, Durvasa Muni benedicted her with a power to call any demigod she desired. It is understood that he was a plenary incarnation of Lord Shiva. And thus he could be either easily satisfied or annoyed. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And by Lord Shiva's order, he accepted the priesthood of King Swetaketu because of the king's performance of sacrifice for 100 years. Sometimes he used to visit the parliamentary assembly of the heavenly kingdom of Indradev. He could travel in space by his great mystic powers, and it is understood that he traveled a great distance through space, even up to the Vaikuntha planets beyond material space. He traveled all these long distances within 1 year during his quarrel with King Ambarish, the great devotee and emperor of the world. He had about 10,000 disciples, and wherever he visited and became a guest of the great king, the great Kshatriya kings, he used to be accompanied by a number of followers. Once he visited the house of Duryodhana, the enemy cousin of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Duryodhana was intelligent enough to satisfy the brahmana by all means, and the great rishi wanted to give some benediction to Duryodhana. Duryodhana knew his mystic powers, and he knew also that the mystic brahmanas, if dissatisfied, could cause some havoc. And thus he designed to engage the brahmana to show his wrath upon his enemy cousins, the Pandavas. When the rishi wanted to award some benediction to Duryodhana, the latter wished that he should visit the house of Maharaj Yudhisthira, who was the eldest and chief amongst all his cousins. But by his request, he would go to him after he finished his meals with his queen. Duryodhana knew that after Draupadi's dinner, it would be impossible for Maharaj Yudhisthira to receive such a large number of brahmana guests, and thus the rishi would be annoyed and would create some trouble for his cousin Maharaj Yudhisthira. That was the plan of Duryodhana. Durvasa Muni agreed to the proposal, and he approached the king in exile according to the plan of Duryodhana after the king and Draupadi had finished their meals. On his arrival at the door of Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was at once well-received and the king requested him to finish his noontime religious rites in the river, for by that time the foodstuff would be prepared. Durvasa Muni, along with his large number of disciples, went to take a bath in the river, and Maharaj Yudhisthira was in great anxiety about the guests. As long as Draupadi had not taken her meals, food could be served to any number of guests, but the Rishi, by the plan of Duryodhana, reached there after Draupadi had finished her meals. When the devotees are put into difficulty, they have an opportunity to recollect the Lord with rapt attention. So Draupadi was thinking of Lord Krishna in that dangerous position, and the all-pervading Lord could at once know the dangerous position of his devotees. He therefore came there on the scene and asked Draupadi to give whatever food she might have in her stock. On her being so requested by the Lord, Draupadi was sorrowful because the Supreme Lord had asked her for some food and she was unable to supply it at that time. She said to the Lord that the mysterious dish which she had received from the sun god could supply any amount of food if she had not eaten. But on that day she had already taken her meals, and thus they were in danger. By expressing her difficulty, she began to cry before the Lord, as only a woman would do in such a position. The Lord, however, asked Draupadi to bring up the cooking pots to see if there was any particle of foodstuff left. On Draupadi's doing so, the Lord found some particle of vegetable sticking to the pot. The Lord at once picked it up and ate it. After doing so, the Lord asked Draupadi to call for her guests, the company of Durvasa. Bhima was sent to call them from the river. Bhima said, "Why are you delaying, sirs? Come on, the food is ready for you." But the Brahmanas, because of Lord Krishna's accepting a little particle of food, felt sumptuously fed, even while they were in the water. They thought that Maharaj Yudhisthira must have prepared many valuable dishes for them, and since they were not hungry and could not eat, the king would feel very sorry, and so it was better not to go there. Thus they decided to go away. This incident proves that the Lord is the greatest mystic, and therefore he is known as Yogeshwara. Another instruction is that every householder must offer food to the Lord, and the result will be that everyone, even a company of guests numbering 10,000, will be satisfied because of the Lord's being satisfied. That is the way of devotional service. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Bhutri Simata Bhakti Vyat Swami Tanayu Namaste Sarasvati Devi Guru Mani Chani Nirvisesa Sunyavali Paskati Desatari. So here is a very significant instruction for all devotees. If you satisfy the Lord properly, and with devotion and love, everyone else will be satisfied. Now, what about the demons and the envious people? Well, if you distribute the prasadam that you offer to the Lord, they will also be satisfied. We see that. We serve so many demons with our food truck. And normally they don't have good behavior, but for the most part, I can't say 100%, but for the most part, most of the demons are satisfied when they receive prasadam offered with love and devotion to Krishna and offered respectfully to the demons. And most people are demons in Kali Yuga, but the devotee takes that risk, having full faith in the power of Mahaprasadam that's been offered properly to Krishna, and therefore to help all these demonically possessed persons, the meat eaters, the gamblers, the sexual perverts, and the intoxicators. By taking Mahaprasadam and hearing the holy name of the Lord, they imperceptibly make spiritual advancement, and they can also become pure devotees if they continue associating with respect with the devotees. So Prabhupada says, this incident proves that the Lord is the greatest mystic, and therefore he is known as Yogeshwara. Another instruction is that every householder must offer food to the Lord, and the result will be that everyone, even a company of guests numbering 10,000, will be satisfied because of the Lord's being satisfied. That is the way of devotional service. Well, we do feed tens of thousands of people, especially in our Ananda Mela, and they all look pretty satisfied. All right, so this is a, and then the other festivals also, and Janmashtami, we get up to 15,000 people come to this temple, about 12,000 one night and about 3,000 the second night for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. So we see a practical demonstration of what Prabhupada's talking about here. And he says, this is the way of devotional service. So devotional service is a solution to all problems if we engage in it purely and with no other motive but to please Lord Krishna and his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Are there any questions about this? Yes. Well, we don't know if they all do, but we know that Sanjaya does. He says, Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna. Yeah, last verse of the Bhagavad Gita. So he's referring to Krishna as Yogeshwara.
Yeah, but there are other yoga systems, like many different yoga systems.
Yes. Well, you have to be careful there because most demigods and many demons possess a certain number of yoga cities also. And then the inhabitants of Maharloka also possess a tremendous amount of yoga cities.
Yeah, but that's all from Krishna because it's Yogeshwara. Do they recognize that Krishna is the...
Well, now look, for example, Brahma didn't recognize it, and Indra didn't recognize it, but then they were shown. So that's why I say I don't know for sure if they all recognize it, but if they challenge Krishna, then he shows them that he is the supreme Yogeshwara. But they all possess many of the yoga cities to different degrees, not completely like Krishna. And that's why, you know, you can get baffled when you, like for example, even the yakshas, they're demons that used to live in Mongolia, they had tremendous mystical powers.
And they still come from Krishna.
I know that. But you asked me, do they recognize if Krishna is the supreme Yogeshwara? I don't know. But when they came in touch with Dhruva Maharaj, all of Dhruva Maharaj's army freaked out and ran away. But Dhruva Maharaj didn't freak out. And he stood his ground and he defeated them. And they had this, then what's his name? Kuvera had to come and beg him, stop killing all my devotees here. You don't have to kill them all. He was killing all the yakshas, you know, and then he was stopped by Kubera. So whether they realize or not, what's important is that, you know, Sanjaya realizes. He said, Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Tat Yatra Parto Dhanurdhara Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvam Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there's Krishna, master of all mystics, so see, master of all mystics, that's Yogeshwara. And wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, morality, that is my opinion. So the fact that Sanjaya recognizes that he is Yogeshwara, that's good enough for us. Whether all the demons recognize it's Yogeshwara, we don't know for sure. I mean, they also possess tremendous yogic powers or cities.
Yeah. Anyway, just something like when Hiranyakashipu was threatening his son for Ramaraj.
Yeah.
And he asked him, where does your strength come from?
Yes.
And then Prahlad said, the same source, yeah. But they don't, they're ignorant of that.
Well, that's why I say, I can't tell you that they all recognize Krishna. There's an example right there. But Brahma is an example. Indra is an example. So many.
Ravana,
yeah. They all found out the hard way. Hare Bol. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.